This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
We'll talk a little ACC wrestling with Rock Harrison. That's coming up later in the hour. But right now we go to Raleigh, NC, because it's the place to be tonight. There's no doubt about that. Also, our man Kevin Keats going to join us as we speak. Coach, good morning. How are you?
You know what? I'm great because I'm sitting there, and I know Wes found the only thing in that house, in that basement, that has a wolf pack on it. So I feel good about that. I know he just picked that up from somewhere.
Hey, I want to shout out to Kelly Fitzgerald, who sent us a tweet yesterday and says, I don't see any NC State stuff. We got NC State stuff.
State
it's right
stuff
here.
All over the
it's
place.
Right there. Got the Wilson ball with the pack logo on it. I mean, you know, and you got the old Tuffy Mark. You got the Wolfpack logo on the jacket. I mean, everything's good this morning, right?
Guys, listen, before we talk basketball, because we're going to have a good segment here, we're going to talk about a lot of great basketball, women's basketball. We're going to talk about our basketball.
Sure.
But I want to tell you one thing. Do not forget Valentine's tomorrow. You will be in big trouble. I'm warning you now. No matter if she says don't get anything, you make sure you get her a lot of things, okay?
Coach,
that's my advice to you guys.
Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what the next 12 to 15 minutes will provide, but there has never been a more accurate, truthful statement than the one I just listened to. That is so spot on, it's not even funny.
You know what? I got to tell you guys something. Every day is Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Every
hey,
day
listen,
ought to be
that's
Valentine's
not,
Day,
that,
Keats.
That will not flow in your house tomorrow. Come in that house and you don't have anything, and then you're going to figure out every day's not Valentine's Day.
You're going to figure out that couch is really uncomfortable.
All right, let's get to more pressing issues, although that's a good one to start with. So where'd we get ice cream the other night in central New York after a huge road win?
So it's a nice chain, Insomnia. We stopped by and we had ice cream and our guys love it. I don't care how old you are. You enjoy ice cream and, you should have saw the smiles on those guys' faces.
Well, I can only imagine if they were smiling. How big was the smile for the head coach? Because the other night was as good as you guys have played and you had some depth about you. You seemingly had everybody ready to go again. I know that Beverly's been fighting through a tough back situation, but you had everybody locked in, ready to go. That's a great win for your team, Coach.
Well, you know what? The last couple games, I think our guard play has been really good. When you go back to the Miami game, it was good for guys to see the ball to go in the hole. Braxton Beverly made four threes in that game. I think we had nine as a team. At Syracuse, I was a little nervous going into the game. You know, it's such a big place to play, and we couldn't get in there to practice or shoot around. And for our guys to come out and play as well as we did to make 11 threes, I'm proud of these guys. I thought the last two games we played some of the best offensive basketball that we played all year long.
Coach, what is it about seeing Syracuse? I mean, you've had ridiculous success against Jim Boeheim's guys. Still pitching a shutout in that department.
Well, I don't know that it's so much about Syracuse. You know, we played well against the zone. We've been able to have great player and ball movement, and some guys been able to make some shots. I think we've been able to put some guys in the middle of the zone that can certainly make plays for themselves, but make sure that they make the right play outside the guys for shots. And we tried to get out in transition. That's one of the things, because we haven't had a lot of a healthy roster and we haven't had a lot of guys be able to play. You know, we had 21 points and off of fast break chances, and that was really good for us.
When you look at the other night, and we talked about the struggles of C.J. Bryce, I thought he got going early. And when he got off to that good start, I just felt like, you know what, that's good confidence for NC State. How long can they ride Bryce? How long can, you know, was his just good feeling going to be able to carry your team? And I thought it carried you a long, long way the other night.
Yeah, Wes, he's starting to play ball, and, you know, I think he went through a situation and nobody realized his injury with his concussion, how much it took away from his game. And, you know, he's starting to play very good basketball. When you look at him, how efficient he was in that game, I think he had 19 points and 5 for 7, and I think he made 4 threes. That says a lot about him, but he's playing like a senior. He's playing like a guy who has played in a couple NCAA tournaments. I've asked all of our veteran guards to step up and take some ownership and treat this like this is their last game every time they go out and play.
Coach, how often do you keep an eye on everybody else in the league? And I mean, we have to, and I know your sole focus is obviously on your team, but like even last night when you're putting up your feet and you're watching the Louisville team that's been playing lights out, they go to Georgia Tech, they lose the game. Pittsburgh's at home, you think, you know what, Clemson hasn't been able to make a shot, they get beat by 20. Miami, you know, isn't whole, and here's BC playing good basketball, they go down and get beat by 30. I mean, college basketball is upside down. You can't figure any of this stuff out. But as a head coach and knowing that you're where you are from a bubble perspective and everything else, how often do you pay attention to everything outside of Raleigh, North Carolina?
Well, more so now than before. I'm starting to pay attention to it a lot. When you look at our league, and I know across the country we're not getting a lot of respect for our league, and I totally disagree with everyone. Yeah, we've got 15 teams in this league that on any given night, anybody can beat you. I thought last year with us only getting 7 teams, less than 50% into the NCAA was tough. And then if you listen to a lot of the experts this year, you know, they're saying we're possibly getting 4 or 5. And to me, that's just not fair, because when you compare our league to most leagues, there's so much parity in basketball. There's not the dominant one-and-done guys that they've been in the last couple of years. I hope as we move forward, and not just for us, we just don't use just the system or number system to decide. You know, at one point years ago, there was an eye test. And so when you look at some of these teams, and, you know, obviously the best 3 teams right now on paper are Duke, Florida State, and Louisville. But if you watch some of our teams that play them, either they beat them or they're right there with them, which means to me that they're all capable of making a run in the NCAA tournament.
So, in other words, you're saying Georgia Tech getting Louisville last night in Atlanta or whatever the case may be, we should expect more of that or those games to be in those neighborhoods than, you know, maybe what we've been led to believe nationally.
Yeah, and I would say also, Wes, not just look outside our league. I mean, it happens in every league. I mean, you know, it's great teams. I'll give you an example. When you look at the Atlantic 10 last night, you know, you got a really good VCU team that lose at home to George Mason. You know, just outside of basketball, college basketball in general just has a lot of parity. And on any given night, on any floor, anybody can beat you. And I think you guys made a comment, some of these guys, when you look at it, it's a Tuesday night game, and some of these kids don't get up to play. And I know that's tough to swallow because you said it's basketball and it's something that you love, but the other team does a great job preparing also.
Tonight in your backyard, switching gears on you just real quickly, the buildup of this NC State Louisville women's game has got to be unbelievable, right? I mean, I know you're sitting there worried about what you got to take care of, but Wes has done an incredible job with the ladies' side. This is a huge deal tonight on campus, big time.
It's a major league heavyweight fight. I mean, you're talking about two great people and coaches and two great coaches. I'm excited about the game tonight. You know, Jeff Walls and his group had to practice at our practice facility yesterday and had a chance to talk to him. And I didn't know this. I'll give you guys a stat. You probably already know this. This is the first time since 2017 that they lost 2 games in a row. And then, you know, I love Wes and I love his team. And I, you know, watched those guys play several times and how hard they compete. And he does a tremendous job. They've got depth. They play hard. They really defend you. It's a great game. I'm excited about the game. I hope the game gets the exposure that it deserves because this is a big-time game. Reynolds Coliseum will be a great place to be at tonight, and it'll be rocking in there.
You got a great venue at PNC, obviously, but there's something about that old building, Coach. It'll draw you closer together, won't it? I mean, that game, and you get a big crowd that's interested in being there. that building can still roll a little bit now.
Yeah, it's one of the loudest buildings that I've seen in college basketball. The fans are right on top of you. You got about 5,000 people. We somehow don't hope the fire marshal don't hit us, but we try to get 6,000 in there. But it's a great venue, and I'm telling you that place will be on fire. And you guys, I'm telling you, where you're sitting at, I know you're in Charlotte right now. If you need to, I'll send a car to get you. You should be at that game tonight. It's an 8 o'clock game. You got plenty of time to get there.
Well, I tell you what, if you give us seats right beside that fire marshal at midcourt tonight, we may take you up on that.
Hey, I can't tell you where your seats are going to be now. I can't tell you that.
Yeah. Hey, let's get a couple things clear here. I've got your game Sunday night with Malcolm Huckabee in Boston against BC. And I don't know if you saw this, but your man Craig Hamill, he's a good dude now. I like Craig a ton. He goes to Twitter the other night after the game and reminds Joe Giglio, who covers NC State for The Observer, and myself that Joe has not been on the road for the two wins. The one in Miami and the one the other night at Syracuse. And rumor is he's planning to be at BC on Sunday, and I'm coming back. And it looks like Craig is asking if Joe and I are allowed to be there. You okay with us showing up there?
Well, let me ask you guys, how do you feel about it? do you feel lucky? I need to know your feeling. Hey, I'm going to treat you two guys like two really good players, man. If you're not playing well, or you feel like you may have the flu, you could not show up at that game. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I think I'm all right. I think Giglio will be all right. He seems excited to be there. We had him on the show yesterday.
I'm excited for both of you guys to be there. all I would tell you is if you're going to be at the game, bring your A game now. Don't come. I don't want your B game. I don't want your C game. I want your A game.
All right.
And by the way, when it comes to the ice cream, I want to go back to ice cream a second. Do you have a pre-game scouting report of where to go, or is this one of those kind of things that's just on the fly after a done? Again, I'm not saying that you're predicting a win, but, you know, I always think attention to detail with great coaches comes into play, and You know when you got to go on the road. You know what time the game is on Sunday night. Have you already scouted out a potential site for Scream or not?
This is why I really like you. That's a tremendous question. Like, that's a great question. Like, I get a lot of questions about ice cream, but nobody's really asked that question the way you just did. And I'll answer it. Absolutely not. I don't want to hear anything about ice cream. You're right. Coaches are superstitious. So if you're talking about ice cream before the game, you're telling my team and myself that we know we're going to win the game. We don't know that. We hope and we pray and hope our guys play well enough to win the game. I can't tell you that my director of basketball operation, Travis Hackard, he probably finds a place before, but he's not allowed to tell me. And so after we go through, my post-game speech to the team and we're jumping up and down on a road win, I turn to him and say, hey, we know where we're going for ice cream, and then he'll tell me where we're going. But I don't want any part of knowing before the game.
You know what? I can respect that because I think that's an honest answer. I'm reading
is.
You, Coach. I believe everything you just said.
Thank you. See, that's why me and you connect. And if you're not doing anything on Sunday, you can replace Wes and come to the game if you would love to.
My partner over here is a real broadcaster. I'm just hanging out with dogs in the basement, Coach. I know my role.
You know what
we're
going
to
do? Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you guys, man, for bringing the smallest ball that you could find to represent NC State today, man. I really appreciate that.
Let me just tell you this. I am so delighted that you and Packer have bonded here. That I'm almost confident we can get y'all two to play ping pong at some point in the future.
Packer is my new guy. And I'm going to come down there and hang out with him. I'm telling you that now. I'm going to hang out with him.
Yeah.
And I know we're coming to an end, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to go back to it. Do not forget about Valentine's Day. Do not forget about Valentine's Day.
Coach, you're all over it.
You're the man, Kevin.
We wish you the best, and we have a place for you in the basement anytime you want.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Kevin Keats, the coach at NC State. The Wolfpack is on ACC Network Sunday night, 6 o'clock from Conte Forum in Chestnut Hill against BC.
I've always wanted to know the answer, though, to that question. It's like Pastner, you know, he takes his guys for candy, right? They can do the run.
Gas station.
Yeah, the gas station. Yeah. So I always wanted to know, hey, you know, coaches are always good about detail.
Right.
Do you know that ahead of time? So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Kevin Keats, outstanding. And just a quick reminder, yes, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Guys, pay attention. Do not screw that one up. Simple as that.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
Coach is right.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
I don't think every day is. Not every day.
Ought to be.
I think ties lean that way. Ties lean that way.
Ties lean that way?
Well, so if, I mean, it's a day you're not sure, it's definitely a Valentine's Day kind of day.
Yeah.
If you're not sure.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is definitely, coach is right. You better take care of business tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Ready to play fill in the blank?
Let's do it.
Josh Macri and Drew Brooks are back. Oh, boy. You guys, come with that lacrosse Oscar deal again. I'm out of here.
I don't know. We were pretty good with that one.
You can't do worse this time around.
We have something better for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't like the sound of that either. Clifford may make his return here tomorrow morning.
Now, if you're telling me, now you need to let me know ahead of time. If Clifford's coming, then I'll have to get the dogs upstairs so Clifford can have his chance to knock stuff over again.
He didn't knock anything over.
Yeah, he did.
He just checked stuff out.
Yeah. I was worried about Clifford.
He'll be all right.
40% mountain lion.
Yeah, Clifford will be here tomorrow, 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
All right. All right, Drew, Josh, fill in the blank.
All right, Valentine's Day, obviously, great time of year, which begs the question, what is the best time of year for ACC sports fans? You can say season or a month.
I'm going to say November.
Yeah, I was thinking November, too.
I just think that we get to the critical games for football. Hoops really get started. You get the rival games at the end of the month. Great food eating month.
It's cold.
I kind of like November.
November. Yeah. I was going to say November. I think because of the convergence of all the sports and everything. Yeah, probably November. I'm going to go November on that too.
Up here in Bristol, we're surprised that neither of you said March. You want to talk about a convergence, that critical basketball. Well, you got the spring sports going. Weather's starting to get nicer.
No, I understand where people would think March, the tournament, everything else. I still think that November, because the crossover is so – now they've backed basketball up to the front of the month. Mm-hmm. I mean, November is really front to back – probably about as good a month of the headline sports as you're going to get, don't you?
Yeah, but I think the boys are on to something, though. If we had another pick, I would have gone spring and March.
Yeah, I was going to say February because I like the stretch drive in February, too. But that's singular to basketball. And I think football's made so many strides in this league now, you got to recognize what football's become. And mm-hmm. we get enough marquee basketball in November, to be honest with you, especially with league play starting this year at the front end. That I think November would be my answer.
Well, the reason I think March would be a good number two answer too is the fact that baseball is going to be so good in this league again.
Yeah.
And I know baseball season technically starts tomorrow with a number of series. We had Dan McDonald's on the show yesterday, and the Ole Miss Louisville series would be great. Mm-hmm. But March is a good time. There's no doubt. But I my first immediate reaction is November.
Yeah. That's a good question. I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Clearly you did. Next one. Friday Night Duels tomorrow on Valentine's Day. We've seen them in some pretty cool venues, but the one ACC venue you'd love to see a Friday Night Duel in is blank.
Boy, the Reynolds Coliseum environment was unbelievable the other night for Carolina and State. Smith Center, nah.
How about the smoking pig parking lot? Does that count?
In Clemson?
Yeah. Smoking pig parking lot.
I'm going to tell you where I'd like to see it.
The Esso Club.
I'd like to see it at the intersection of Franklin Street and Airport Road in Chapel Hill.
Well, we mentioned that
top of the hill. I'm telling you, if you did it at that intersection right there, it would be unbelievable.
I'm trying to think of something that would be very quaint.
Is there enough room around the bell tower in Raleigh? Is there the quad at Wake Forest? How about right there on the quad at Wake?
Yeah, but you know, here's the other thing too. We have four teams in the ACC ranked in the top nine this week. So you got to think of Pitt, Virginia Tech,
Carolina,
North Carolina, NC State. Those are the four big boys
right.
that are carrying the banner right now, rocking it, four in the top nine. So it's got to be on those campuses.
I'm going to stick with Franklin Street and Airport Road in Chapel Hill.
You know, I'm going to tell you what. Reynolds last week was really spectacular. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but I saw all the video.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I think Cameron would be interesting to see kind of how it would look.
But you know what, though? I'm kind of Cameroned out because it's so exclusive to hoops
yeah.
that I don't want another sport to kind of have to share that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I got the right answer. I don't have the right – sometimes you come up with an answer at the top of your head. You're like, you know what, I know that's right.
I think that fine arts that deal one. At Virginia Tech is about cool, though. The fine arts –
That was different.
I'd like to see that. I think that's pretty neat. I'd like to see that televised, actually, but I understand how that stuff goes.
How about the Q-Shack? Can we do it at the Q-Shack? That could take care of.
How about he's not here in Chapel Hill?
We're going to talk about. There's a couple of spots there that.
How about the middle of Hillsborough Street, right there where they're creating those traffic circles now?
They've
done a good job of pacing that traffic on Hillsborough Street. We might be able to pull it off there.
I just think that if you had the ability to have to go about all about 10 feet to get some great North Carolina barbecue, and then you can watch some wrestling on top of it, it'd be a pretty good combination. Now
we're losing the boys here, Pack.
All right, they're not.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're thinking out loud.
Yep, that's not good.
Pardon. Were you guys saying something? Huh? Anyway, speaking of cool venues, the best home field or court advantage in the ACC is blank. Now, keep in mind, over the past four seasons, Florida State is 58-3 at home for men's basketball.
The best home court, the best home field in this league is Death Valley. Period. Today is that's a period. That joint right there. That's the best spot. These are all cool. These are great. But when you got 82,000 in that joint, the way they play, in that environment, that setting, tailgating all day, Esso Club down the street, come on. Ain't nobody. Everybody playing for second.
Check out these numbers, though. 58-951 winning percentage.
No, I get all that. And there's great basketball environments in this league. But you're asking me the conference as a whole.
They've done an unbelievable job, Florida State has. Tucker Center has been completely reset as a basketball venue. I mean, just the digital in there, the way they've done the seats, the whole bit. The pitch of the building has always been tough. But now I can see where Florida State basketball, that's a tough spot now. But in terms of who they are and what they are when they show up to play at home, Clemson, ooh-wee. I mean, they come, now they're interested, they're good, and they're rolling people out of there.
I'm just telling you.
I get it.
I mean, you're asking me a question.
I'm going to throw one at you.
If you're going to give me two tickets to any of these great venues for the biggest game they got and you stick them right here, I'll take the two and go to Clemson, South Carolina.
I'm going to give you one of the more curious answers in this respect. I know they won the national title last year and they've lost some home games this year, but the education, basketball education of the crowds at John Paul Jones Arena is really good. In the fact that they now know and respect the brand of basketball they play, that when they get a shot clock violation on the opponent or get a stop or get a 3-second call, whatever the case may be, that crowd is hooked into the way they're playing and it creates a tough environment. I mean, I thought it was really interesting the other night when they were fouling at the end. The crowd was responding accordingly against Notre Dame. Just shows you how good and learned that environment has become.
So what's your pick?
I'll take Clemson football now. I mean, hands down, Clemson football. I just think of the unique environments we've now got in the league. Virginia's one that's been an acquired taste in terms of the way the fan base has reacted. Florida State reset their building environment. You know, when it was the Leon County Civic Center, you'd go in there. NCAA regionals were in there, and it was a no
flat.
It was flat.
Yeah.
It was plastic. It was a 12,000 seat building that you could have had anywhere in America. And now, the way they play, the environment they've created with the atmosphere and the seats and the electrics and the digitals and all that has changed everything.
How about a Miami baseball game with the shake of your choice?
Ooh.
How's that?
Ooh.
How's that work?
Mark Light's pretty good. Mark Light's really good for college baseball. We got, and that's the other thing too, is we get to baseball, we've got unbelievable baseball environments.
No question.
The one Dan McDonald's got at Jim Patterson Stadium. Clemson's got one. Carolina State. Duke now playing their ball games over at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. I mean, those type things. Baseball in this league is really good, not to mention the expansion they've done at Virginia, what you've got at Florida State. I mean, it's up and down.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
Up and down the map.
That's a good question.
That's a real good question. You could
probably ask 10 ACC fans that question and get 10 different answers.
Yeah.
Thanks. Last one. Coach Keats brought it up. So, what have you guys gotten your respective wives for Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's easy. None of your business.
Ooh.
How about that? None of your business.
So nothing?
No. No, wrong answer there. Just none of your business. It's personal.
Pack spicing it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Because when you think of spicing it up, right there.
That's it, baby. Welcome to the sick ward.
Yeah, spicing it up.
Oh.
Every day's Valentine's Day, guys. I'm telling you.
He's not answering the question.
This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Kevin Keats was outstanding, talking a little NC State sports across the board, not to mention a little ice cream, which is always good. Just a reminder, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Coach wants us to emphasize that, and he's right. All right, speaking of the love, Friday nights means one thing and one thing only.
Friday night duels.
It means wrestling ACC styles. We've told you four ACC teams are ranked in the top nine in the country this week, and we got a little NC State, Virginia Tech thing coming your way tomorrow night. With that said, Rock Harrison joins us next.
I mean, what better name to be involved in ACC wrestling than Rock Harrison, who joins us via phone on Packer and Durham. First of all, welcome. Great to have you with us. And you and Sean Kenny have been doing a phenomenal job on Friday Night Duels here on ACC Network.
Gentlemen, we are very grateful that you all have given us the opportunity to be on your show, and the lots of love that you give us. Sean and I try to do our best to bring in new viewers, and for the hardcore wrestlers, we want to make sure that they see a good production. But you all have done a great job giving us some love every single week. Thanks a lot.
All right, that's easy on our part. Before we get to NC State and Virginia Tech for tomorrow night, I got to know this. There's got to be a story behind the name Rock. Now, is that a nickname, you know, God-given? What was the story there?
It is not my biological name. Kind of a funny story. Last week when I went to Pitt to do the match, I gave my ID, and they looked at me and said, is it possible it could be under another name? I said, Rock Harrison. I said, oh, yes, you're right here. But the name came from in the second grade. I started out, and I was not a very good swimmer. In fact, they said when I was put into the pool, I would sink to the bottom of the pool like a rock. And so from second grade on, the name has stuck. So it's not because of wrestling or anything else. It's because I wasn't very buoyant when I was in second grade, but a little older, a little more buoyant, so I can float a lot better than I did back in second grade.
Well, how's the swimming technique today? Are we good? Or are we still struggling?
In a bathtub, I'm great. But outside of that, I may need some help. But no, I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
All right. Hey, Rock, what has surprised you about this league? Because, and Mark said, you know, we missed the front end of this deal. We should have talked about it earlier. That's our mistake. And in terms of all the other stuff we had going on, but this league, I mean, four teams in the top nine, this is out of control how good the ACC is. And it's not a terribly deep league in terms of membership in the sport of wrestling.
You're absolutely right. And one of the things that we try to portray is that we are the second best wrestling conference in the country. And there's no doubt about it with four teams in the top 10. But a lot of this credit goes to the administrations. The administrations have made a conscious decision to put emphasis on wrestling, fully funded, great coaching staff. So you have great administrations. And then the coaches. The coaches are serious about the sport of wrestling. So you have great coaches. And then you have performers. You have the wrestlers that want to come and wrestle well. So when you have great institutions and you have great coaches and you have great wrestlers, you're going to have outstanding matches. And we're showing that year by year with All Americans. We had a national champion last year in Makai Lewis from Virginia Tech. So we're trying our best not to be just a basketball program or conference, rather.
Rock, a couple things here. Tomorrow night we have NC State, Virginia Tech. And I know that you were at Pitt last week with Virginia. But we saw a video of the NC State-North Carolina match last Friday, which was absolutely insane. People going bonkers were showing highlights now. And I got to imagine with Virginia Tech tomorrow night, the intensity level in this joint is going to be fantastic. You'll be able to feel it coming right through the screen when you're watching this on ACC Network. Give us a couple of the marquee matchups tomorrow night. For the casual fan that may say, you know, I heard these guys talking about wrestling all the time. Man, it's all on Friday night. Let me see what's going on. So give us a couple, like two or three matches tomorrow night, which will be pivotal between two really big-time programs.
Good question. The marquee match, without a shadow of a doubt, is at 184 pounds between Hunter Bolin of Virginia Tech and Trent Hydley of NC State. Hunter Bolin is ranked number two in the nation, and he is a returning, 2018 ACC Freshman of the Year. When talking to Coach Roby, this guy just goes hard. He's great in the room. He's very athletic, and he has a good tank on him. When you look at Trent Hydley, he's number three at 184. In 2019, he won a bronze medal at the Junior Worlds. He's only a redshirt freshman, but Coach Papalizio said that he's a great leader, affable personality, and he's just tough to be a freshman. So these two guys are going to be going at it. Huge implications for the match, but also huge implications for NCAA seeding. They want to make sure that they're in a good seed to make sure they can get to the finals. Now, my sneaky good match is going to be at 141 pounds, and that's between Mitch Moore of Virginia Tech and Tariq Wilson of NC State. Moore was a 2019 ACC Freshman of the Year, and Wilson took third in the NCAAs 2 years ago. And the one thing that's great about wrestling is that even though they're the same weight classes, their builds are completely different. You have Tariq Wilson, who's very, very tall for 141 pounds, but they have Mitch Moore, who was just short, stout, and strong as an ox. So you have contrasting styles, but I think that's going to be a sneaky good match at 141. So if people are tuning in, look at 141 and 184, but it's going to be a great match from top to bottom. Great teams and great atmosphere. And when you talk about the atmosphere, 4,400 people at Reynolds, and they were going crazy last week. But also, Virginia Tech travels very, very well. So we're going to have a good, good match on Friday at 7 o'clock.
Hey, Rock, I want to ask you real quick about David McFadden for the Hokies, because you mentioned national seedings. He's number six right now, I guess, at 165. But he's also a three-time All-America. So he's a guy who – you talk about that NCAA stuff. Any match he has could be one that would lift him up, right?
That's the truth. He is a leader on a Virginia Tech team, and he has the opportunity to be their first four-time All-American. He's a returning ACC champion. And what makes David McFadden so exciting is he's a lanky, long guy, but he does lots of scrambles. When we say scramble, that means that when a guy is in and grabbing you, he's rolling around, and you'll be watching it on television and say, what's happening? But it's exciting because he has a knack for coming out on top and scoring points. So it's not going to be a boring match when you watch David McFadden. You're going to see a guy that's going to score lots of points and not just look for points, but he's looking to pin. So he could be a four-time All-American, which would be historic for Virginia Tech. Really, really good family as well.
Rock, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who is the baddest man in ACC wrestling? Your life depends on this dude winning a match. You get your pick. Who's the guy?
The baddest guy, I guess, the guy that would scare me. I would lean towards, well, I'll give you two guys. I'm going to give you a lightweight. Jack Mule from Virginia. He is a mean somebody. He's just vicious. He puts you in the legs, and he turns people, and he has an edge to him. He was a finalist in the NCAAs last year. He wants to win it. He's just a mean guy. But then if we look at the upper weights, I would say mean guy. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble, but I'm going to leave with – I'll go with Hayden Hidley. He's going to be wrestling on Friday, and he is, when you look at a stereotypical wrestler, he is that guy. He is ripped, he's strong, he's physical, and he scores. So if I had to wrestle, I wouldn't want to wrestle Jack Mueller or Hayden Hidley, because these guys, they will rip your face off.
Yeah, so they kind of remind you of like TV radio talk show host.
Yeah, I can referee a match between you two, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun. All right, only if there's a cheeseburger at stake.
Yeah, you've already used the two words that the two words I'm going to remember from this are he likes to scramble and he's got a good tank. I got a good tank. I've had a good tank for years.
Love it.
So, hey, Rock, thanks again. Great to have you with us. You and Sean do a great show. Looking forward to tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Raleigh here on ACC Network with Virginia Tech and NC State.
Gentlemen, thanks for the love. Appreciate it.
You bet. Got it. Rock Harrison, that was fun.
He's cool. Loved it.
A lot of fun. And I like the way you got the nickname.
Yeah, the first time I ever heard those guys, I said, if we get one of those guys, if we get Rock on, there's got to be a story.
Yeah, sure there is.
Got to be a story.
Absolutely, right?
Packer and Durham.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
Enjoyed our Rock Harrison conversation. I hope we get Rock back.
So do I.
He's good.
How about get him on camera from the ACC Wrestling Championship, right?
Yep.
We could have fun with him.
He'd come hang with us.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Kevin Keats is going to come get in the basement
Keats
one day.
Keats is cool. He's always good.
He's going to come to the basement.
Q's Mr. Cool, right? Fresh off their big win, his 300th at Syracuse. And Debbie Antonelli, brilliant. And she will be front and center tonight in a monster game between Louisville and NC State women's basketball top 10 showdown.
By the way, full ACC Network coverage of the St. Pete Clearwater Elite Softball Invitational comes your way here in just a few minutes.
Field 8.
Field 8 action. Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State. Tiffany Green and Caleb Bro will be there for softball right here on ACC Network coming up right after this. That is a full field event. Great teams from around the country. Both Florida State and Virginia Tech are in the field representing the Atlantic Coast Conference.
What's going on, man? Yeah. And Valentine's Day tomorrow. As Kevin Keats wants us to remind everyone, gentlemen, tag, you're it. Get the job done.
Yeah, don't forget Valentine's Day.
Nope.
All right, where are we going to start from yesterday? I got one place we want to start. Let's start with your parking spot.
What about it?
At Queens University.
Oh, they took care of me.
Yesterday, you know, man about town, drives the Ford F-150, all of a sudden, welcome Professor Packer.
That's right.
Look at that. Reserve parking.
Yeah.
The Ford F-150.
I could have kept it there till 5 o'clock without getting a ticket, but I didn't because I have another afternoon gig, which is called SiriusXM off campus. So yeah. The class was great. The students were awesome.
Yeah.
Good questions. Got in all kinds of stuff. Marketing.
And apparently now receiving invitations from others to also come be adjunct professors.
I had a professor, Jonathan Jensen, says, Pack, we would love to have you up to Chapel Hill someday to speak to our graduate students about the business of college athletics. Done deal. I'm in.
Mr. Simple. Packer, I will never, ever pass you in my class.
That's all right. I love doing it. So, you know, if we can make that work, we will make that work.
All right, let's go.
The students were great.
Academics to politics.
Really? Let's not.
No, we are. Yesterday was Florida State Day at the state capitol in Tallahassee.
No, okay. I thought you meant politics.
Well, it's Florida State Day at the state capitol in Tallahassee. And Mike Norvell was a part of Florida State.
He's the head football coach.
Yeah. So yesterday, he and my daughter Emily connected at Florida State Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
did she alert him that she's not going to be there for May early because she's going to be at the Kentucky Derby with us?
Drew, do you want to share what you said to me when I sent you the picture?
Yeah, lights aren't on. But I told Pack it'll be nice to have Norvell with us in Louisville. I mean, I told Wes.
You're right.
We'll save him a seat.
I mean, no disrespect. I mean, everybody wants to be at the Derby. Everybody wants to be at the Derby.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he, Drew's response, is he coming with Emily to the Derby?
Well, that might be able to help. You got to figure Coach has access to a plane.
Oh, you guys, I got to tell you. Huh? I got to tell y'all something.
You're going to be upset because everybody's going to be at the Derby.
And I'll
be
standing there watching
your daughter to walk across the stage.
She'll never walk across the stage. Yeah.
Wes, what time is graduation?
9 a.m.
What time are you showing up?
For graduation?
Yeah.
9 a.m. I'll be there when they start the process.
I'll call and make sure you're there.
Yeah, everybody set their alarms to help Wes get there on time.
Everybody's a comic right now, aren't they? Yep.
It wasn't funny yesterday when we were doing a show and you just kind of walked in like you were back in fourth grade.
5 minutes, that's all it was. Wes
is here.
How's it going? Good to see you.
So did Emily hook up with Coach?
Yes, she met Coach.
Oh, cool. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was cool. She sent me a selfie.
Of course.
Yeah.
Durham tradition.
Well, that's what the kids do these days. They send those selfies.
That's what the kids do.
Yeah, the kids send the selfies. I got it right here on the phone. Anyway, that's about all I got for you. Anything else you need to add here? What did we miss today? We missed a few things. We got great women's basketball doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, it's a cool night of television, to be honest with you. I can't wait to see and hear the crowd and the quality of play because those two teams are both so good, which would be outstanding. I hate to tell you this, but I got to go to the dentist coming up here in about, what time is it, 10-ish? I got about an hour to kill.
Last guy that left this basement and went to the dentist was Jay Billis.
That's true. And he's never been back.
Well, he said prior to the interview, I'm here to find out what's worse. Packer and Durham are going to the dentist for a root canal.
Right. I think we know the answer to that.
And what are you going to the dentist for?
I cracked, I think, a tooth.
Oh, no.
And
been a tough couple of weeks here for you.
I tell you what, 2020 has not been the best of times. Well, I got to be completely upfront about that.
And you're not often under the care of a doctor.
That's true. That's true.
Of any kind.
No, that's exactly right. So I'm a little concerned about what's coming up here in the next hour and 30 minutes.
Think you'll be all right tomorrow?
Well, I'm honking to you like this. I'll let you know. Welcome to Hacker and Durham. I have no idea. I hope so. I got to do an afternoon radio show. I mean, we still got work to do. Never stops, Wes. Never stops.
Sometime on this show, it'd just be a lot better if I didn't say a thing. Like if I didn't ask, are you going to be okay?
I play hurt. I come in here sick and get everybody sick.
We are well aware you
play hurt.
Robert's
finally back. You're sick. Amy, my better half, she's still under the weather. So, you know, taking a day off is not – I mean, if I'm not working, you know I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah.
So that's that deal. You know what else we had going on?
What's that?
One of my all-time favorites.
What's that?
Frisbee catching dogs.
Did we have FCDs last night?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Atlanta, here we go.
You wonder why the Jackets won? Here's why.
Yeah.
Halftime. Frisbee catching
dogs.
We're going to
go get it deep. Did he get it?
That was a bad toss.
He didn't get it.
That was on
bad
the owner.
Throw.
Bad arm.
What else we got? How Fine much more of this we got? I like the little saw.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Every halftime should be Frisbee catching dogs.
Oh, I missed that one too.
Frisbee catching dogs is the best. You can have the panda. Give me the Frisbee catching dogs.
Well, I got to tell you now, I got the panda.
Such a tired act.
Excuse me?
She's a tired act.
No. Absolutely
Unicycle,
not.
Unicycle. Flip. Great. We've seen it 400 times. You got anything else? You juggle? Do you sing? No. Unicycle and 7 plates. Sometimes they hit. Sometimes they don't. Frisbee catching dog. Something new. Every throw. Everything's an original. Panda. Snoozer. I mean, good for her. Glad she's still getting paid. She's employed. But that act's tired. What else we got? Am I ready for the dentist? Do I have the right mindset for the dentist?
You've had it since 7 a.m.
Okay.
Good. Oh, man, what a show. Tomorrow, full preview of the weekend of ACC basketball. We'll get you caught up what happens tonight on the women's card, plus a breakdown of the headliner between NC State and Louisville at Reynolds Coliseum. You can see it right here starting at 8 o'clock. It's game two of our women's doubleheader tonight. Duke at Pittsburgh gets us cranked up at 6. Jen Hildreth, LaChina Robinson will be there. Then Pam Ward, Debbie Antonelli will be in Raleigh for the Wolfpack in Cards at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow on this show, we will look ahead to a weekend that features not only NC State, Boston College, because Kevin Keats joined us, Syracuse, Florida State, Wake at Miami, Louisville at Clemson, Notre Dame at Duke, Pitt at Virginia Tech, and Virginia at Carolina, all on the Saturday schedule of ACC basketball. We got a little globbier last night with Clemson winning by 20, Miami smashing BC at home, and Georgia Tech's upset of number 5 Louisville.
And baseball season starts tomorrow as well. Get that all over you.
We'll talk to the NC State wrestling coach and Chase Scanlon of Syracuse Lacrosse tomorrow.
Yep.
Tune into Packer and Durham weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern for the best conversations about everything from the ACC. Find it on the ACC Network, SiriusXM Channel 371, and streaming on the ESPN app.